15 years ago, then anti-apartheid activist Frank Chikana. I actually knew one of the three former high-ranking police officers that were charged in that case. His name was Barsi Smith. He was head of drug enforcement when I knew him in that little town of Durban. And needless to say, we didn't have a cordial relationship. He subsequently became equivalent to Michael Chertoff. And to say that our previous experience didn't bode well for our future experience once he became head of security in South Africa, in large part was, well, he deemed me a terrorist. We had many run-ins. And so that's the reason I always make analogies between what happened there and what's happening here, because it's unfortunate and it's quite scary. But there we go, my friends. I trust you have a great weekend. It looks like the machine is not firing as it's supposed to fire because we've gone way over the time slot. So I will just keep on babbling until I hear the music, until someone tells me that everything is fine. You can give me a call at Republic Trading Group over the weekend, 1-800-691-7898. Be more than happy to take care of any of your concerns. If you just want to chat and find out more about it, feel free and give me a call. Till then, have yourself a good weekend. See you, bye.
Silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
is that loud. Okay, welcome to the show. My goodness gracious me. That's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And obviously, we all know that that's not my music, because my music is what we're thinking about with our good friend Barry Ebert. That's Frosty Wooldridge's music. And the good, the bad, and the ugly certainly fits Frosty better than it fits me. It always will fit Frosty better than that. Frosty will appreciate that more than anyone. Good evening and welcome to the show. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is what we're thinking about. This is your resource for learning to swim in the infinite ocean of pure potentiality. This is an island of affirmative intentionality in a sea of negativity. This is the place to free yourself from all those sentiments of blaming and resentment, from all those thoughts of lack and limitation. This is where you learn to lift yourself up from the depths of the conspiracy theorists, the naysayers, all of those who are anti-this and anti-that and anti-everything. Now, I know you know who I mean. Those are the people who would totally disempower us all with their messages of how we're being taken advantage of, how we're being used, how the government, the cults, the Zionists, the globalists, and every other special interest group imaginable, you just name them, how they are all in charge. And you? Well, you are in control of nothing. You, my friend, are powerless, of course. Here, this show. This show is where we draw the line. This show is where we raise ourselves up and declare that we will no longer be the victims of the voices of negativity, not even the voices in our own heads. The motto of this Republic Broadcasting Network is because you can handle the truth. On this show, we're going to talk about real truth. We're going to talk about universal truth, about the truth of spiritual principles. Gandhi had a theory. It's been referred to as truth power. The basic idea is that we are all capable of recognizing the great truths of life. Now, I'm here to prove that theory, because I believe that no matter what your religious beliefs, no matter what philosophy of life or spiritual path you follow, you can and you will recognize the great metaphysical truths of the universe. And that is what we will focus on. You are in control. You are the co-creator of your reality. You can decide and choose to no longer be the victim, and you could do it by virtue of what you're thinking about. The name of this show and the truth of your life, my friends. Take a fast break.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and they plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. It's a beautiful rainy night in Colorado. Love the rain in Colorado. It's a big deal for us. It's like manna from heaven when we get rain. Hope it's a beautiful night where you are. First thing is, I apologize for our technical difficulties here. We're having some computer challenges, as luck would have it. Don't you just love technology? It's so wonderful when it works. It's so seldom that it all works perfectly, but it really is an interesting thing that we can't live without it. I want to make a couple of announcements here. The first thing I want to talk about is our good friends at Republic Trading. Now, obviously, you loyal listeners know that when you do business with Republic Trading, you also help to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Republic Trading is one of those unique organizations that helps to ensure that your money, your investment money, particularly your retirement money, is going to hold up against the pressures of inflation, that downward pressure of inflation, so that when you come time to retire, you're going to have the money that you think you need and that you think you had to begin with. And one of the ways they do that is what we refer to as hard assets. Hard assets would be things like gold and silver. And they've got all the tricks up their sleeve to make sure that your assets are going to be there when you're ready to start using them. So give our friends at Republic Trading a buzz at 303-691-7898. That is 303-691-7898. By the way, we're on the subject of phone numbers. Let's give you this one, 1-800-313-9443. Now, what is that number? Some of you got to recognize that number. That's the call-in number, and it's Friday night. And on Friday night, I'm used to hearing from some of you guys. The name of this show is What We're Thinking About. I want to know what you're thinking about. Let's hear what's on your mind tonight. And remember, the rules, as always, are we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Of course, I have to know something about it to make the conversation interesting. We will not blame anyone, because we are very clear here that everything starts within. And lastly, we will not argue. We can disagree, but we will not argue. If you raise your voice and start to yell, guess what? You just disappear from my life. We just kind of make you go away. So that number is 1-800-313-9443. And this, by the way, is your last chance to have a conversation with me on a Friday night, because starting a week from tomorrow, we are going to be on Saturday mornings, and we're going to use that universal time clock we always use, which is Central Time, because that's where Republic Broadcasting is located. I will be on Saturday mornings starting 8:25 from 10 a.m. to noon. We're going from 3 1-hour shows during the weeknights to that 1 2-hour show on Saturday. And I know my loyal listeners will be with me. Both of you, I'm sure, will follow along and come with me to Saturday mornings. But I want you to know this is your last chance to have a conversation with me on a Friday night. So let's see what you're thinking about. That's 1-800-313-9443. Let's see, what do we want to talk about tonight? I had an interesting article that I read that I really wanted to just touch base on, because this is really interesting to me. This is how commerce and capitalism, it's how it works, and when it works, it really works well. This maybe is how good capitalism can work and how it can completely run amok and really kind of I'm not sure how I even take this article. It's You know, we've all been hearing for years and years and years the efficacy of drinking lots of water, that we need to have our bodies hydrated. And I'm sure those of us who drink lots of water can relate the fact that we certainly feel better on days when we drink our water than on days when we don't. On days when I don't drink my water, I usually get sleepy and tired late in the afternoon. Sometimes all I have to do is drink a pint of water and I come right out of it. And so our economy, our commerce, our capitalistic mentality takes that right to the extreme and starts supplying us with bottled water. Now, the good news is we drink lots and lots and lots of bottled water. In 2006, we drank 8.25 billion gallons of bottled water. That's 8.25 billion gallons of bottled water. I repeated that number not for you, I repeated that for me, because that just boggles my mind. That was almost a 10% increase, in fact 9.5% increase over the year before, which is amazing to me. But that's a lot of water. And I know I drink my share of bottled water, and I drink kind of the least expensive brands, and I do that maybe as a matter of choice. I'm going to stop drinking that one that we just found comes from the taps, because that obviously is taboo. Although, if you live in a place like New York City has like world famous great drinking water, because their system is good, as it is in most of the United States, where the drinking water is perfectly pure and perfectly okay for us, even though we have this mentality now that we've kind of developed over the last few years that we have to have our water in bottles. But here's the rub. There's a water called Fiji water, and I'm not picking on them. It happens to be part of this article, so I'm going to use them. Now, Fiji water is produced at the island of Fiji, which is not in the vicinity of Australia and New Zealand. It's 5,500 miles from Los Angeles, where their headquarters is located. Fiji Water's headquarters is located. In order to bring one case of 20 bottles, not even a case of 24 bottles, a case of 20 bottles of Fiji water to the United States from Fiji, produces 7 pounds of greenhouse gases. That's from It's from the volcanic aquifer that the water comes from, all the way in the South Pacific to Los Angeles. 7 pounds for 20 bottles of water. Now, that just to me is an amazing number. And if you start to do the math, you'll see that what I'm talking about here is lots and lots and lots of greenhouse gases produced for the purposes of getting us our bottled water. And I don't think even I'm not sure that's the worst part of it, because when you multiply that all out, where's that other number here? The National Resources Defense Committee Council estimates that there's about 4,000 tons of CO2 that is generated each year by importing bottled water from Fiji, France, and Italy, which are three of the biggest suppliers to the U.S. Now, in actuality, that CO2 represents about the equivalent emissions of 700 cars, which is not a whole lot, although there are more to greenhouse gases and to pollution than just CO2. So let's keep that in mind. But the real problem looks to me like the pollution underfoot, because the trash, the bottles that are left over, we actually, in this country, we recycle fewer than a quarter of all those plastic bottles. And that leaves, man, here's a number for you. Now pay attention to this number. There's 2 billion pounds of plastic bottles dumped into our landfills every year. That is huge. That is just, I mean, that's 2 billion pounds of plastic bottles. Now, I'm sure everybody gets the fact that plastic bottles pretty much they don't disintegrate. They're going to be there 2 billion years from now, those 2 billion bottles a year. So that's a lot of pollution in every direction, going into the sky, going into the ground. And my point is not to stop drinking bottled water. My point might be to stop drinking bottled water that's imported from halfway across the planet, or even a quarter of the way across the planet, which Fiji is. But I think it's important to maybe stop and think about the fact that you could use every one of those bottles twice yourself. If you recycled every one of those bottles, if you bought some of your bottled water in larger containers and poured it off into smaller ones, or actually what I have, and I'm not sure if I should be embarrassed to admit this or not, but I have a water cooler with bottled water into which I refill my little ones with that. Wow, I got so excited about that. We got to a break already. It's what we're thinking about. And I'm Ken Ludwig. It's Friday night. 1-800-313-9443. We'll talk to you in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoleilWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But unless we work together, where do we think we'll go? Well, we used to have Walter Cronkite for a half hour every day. Now it's 24/7 red alert. News folks won't go away, and then plant those pictures in our minds like a billion nasty weeds, till it makes it hard for us to find some place to plant our seeds. And it might just be the off switch is the best control of all.
Cause all right, we are back. Welcome back to the show. Ain't no TV hero gonna catch you when you fall. Maybe a radio hero, though. I like to be your radio hero. I'd like to hear from you and see if you think I am your radio hero. 1-800-313-9443. It's Friday night, and I'd love to hear from you guys on Friday night. I love this one quote. This is funny. I turn a page, and there's this quote. This is an Oprah Winfrey quote that I probably used 3 or 4 different times. If you wish success in life, that's not the right one. The more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. That is just so very true, so right on the money. We've talked many times about goals, achieving goals, how to get there, how to do it. I have always referred to the need for an affirmative intentionality. You can put a lot of different words on that. You can call it a powerful purpose. You can call it an honorable purpose. It's doesn't matter what name you put on it. Affirmative intentionality I like because it has moved away from that thought of positive thinking. And I think you've all gotten my drift on positive thinking. Positive thinking is something that most of us use. It's kind of like a Band-Aid on a knife wound, because in this sea of negativity in which we live, we like to spout an affirmation once in a while or a positive thought once in a while, and we then think we're positive. But in truth, life happens, and life in most circumstances occurs to us in negative ways. And why is that? It's because we so seldom are looking for the positive. We're looking for the negative most of the time. And as we've talked about many times, the universe is glad to grant you whatever it is you're looking for. So it's kind of important that if you want to make any kind of change in your life, the purpose in what you're doing, the purpose of your goal, has to be more important and maybe even bigger than the goal itself. It's really, that's a big concept, because it's the thing that will keep you going when circumstances look ugly and maybe there are stumbling blocks to attaining your goal, that all of a sudden there are things in your way and you're not quite sure you can get there. If your purpose in attaining that goal is bigger than the goal itself, you will find the motivation to get around, through, over whatever you need to do as far as the obstacles are concerned. It's kind of that why piece that that people talk about. They talk about it all the network time in network marketing. They talk about it in sales. They talk about it in spiritual courses. What is your why? And if your why is bigger than the goal itself, it intensifies your desire and your commitment. And if you can create enough reasons, big enough reasons, why you want to make a change, there's literally nothing that can stop you, because your mind is going to move you in the direction of that change every single time, because your purpose is driving you and not the goal itself. Now, stop and think about that for a minute, because what that also helps to do, and maybe you don't want to delve into this, but I think this is an important piece. It helps you to maybe move aside those materialistic goals, the goals of things, the goals of what you would like to have, and maybe move you more into the goals of being, the person you would truly like to be, the person actually that you truly are, who you would like to become more of that person. Excuse me. And it is when you have that powerful purpose, when you have that affirmative intentionality and you create this why, that is when you move into that space. And that is when you can just kind of become more conscious of who you are becoming, not what you are acquiring. And I think that's a huge piece. It's a big piece. And it's a simple shift that you can make. It's a shift that I work on with my coaching clients all the time, shifting into that being state more than into that doing state. Because when you are in that being state, the doing comes easier. The doing there's less resistance in the doing. There is less urgency in the doing. There is less obsession, less attachment to the doing, because you know that everything is okay. There's a great book that I read a few years ago by an author named Araya Mountain Dreamer. I've read three of her books. I've read The Invitation, The Dance, and The Call. And it's Araya, O-R-I-A-H, Mountain Dreamer. She's a great author. And on the cover of The Dance, she has great quotes that she creates and puts on the covers of her books and on the dust jackets. And on the cover of The Dance, on the dust jacket, is this incredible quote that I love. I can't think if there's a quote I like more in the world than this. But here's the quote. What if the question is not why am I so infrequently the person I really want to be, but why do I so infrequently want to be the person I really am? I'm going to read that again. What if the question is not why am I so infrequently the person I really want to be, but why do I so infrequently want to be the person I really am? think about that while we take a break here. And we'll talk about it when we come back. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, there's some folks thinking scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems. And there's not much time for talking when everybody screams. In every new election, we reach another low. But
all right.
We work together.
Let's come on back here now. Welcome back to What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. What are you thinking about tonight? If you want to let me know, if you want the world to know, if you want to just talk about it, it's 1-800-313-9443. We took a break, excuse me, with me having repeated a couple of times the great quote from the dust cover of Oriah Mountain Dreamer's The Dance. And we're going to go for three here. What if the question is not, why am I so infrequently the person I really want to be, but why do I so infrequently want to be the person I really am? I wonder if anybody really did think about that during the break. Did you ever really stop to think what you would be like, how your life would be different if you could put all that ego self aside? If you could really, truly be the person that you really are. If you could be that kind, soft, sensitive, caring, loving, spontaneous human being that you came to this planet as, that you are born as, and that you unlearned over the course of your life. Wouldn't that be amazing? And part of that, and I read that quote as part and parcel of what we're talking about here with having a powerful purpose. Your powerful purpose comes from that part of you that is the person who you really are. It's not the person that you want to be. It's not the person that you think you are. It's not the person that your ego tells you you are. It's certainly not the person that your ego demonstrates to the world that you are. It is that quiet self. It is that silence at the center of you. It is that voice of God at the center of you. Man's problems stem from our inability to sit quietly for 20 minutes at a time. If you could learn to sit and to meditate, you'll only know if you try it, but for now you'll have to trust me till you do. The voice of God is in the silence, and that's where you discover who you really truly are, and that's where you discover your powerful purpose. That's where you can absolutely get in touch with that part of you that that can make of your goals a purpose that is bigger than the goal. And again, not to repeat what we said earlier, but just for those of you who have just tuned in, that's about getting away from goals of things and materialism and getting into goals of being and who you are. And There's methods to doing goals. There's methods to making them attainable, to making them demonstrate in your life. And you know what? There's a lot of different methods. But I think that the expressing of them, the writing them down, writing down all the things that you'd like to achieve, and then writing down the reasons why you must achieve them, and make an exhaustive, huge list of all the reasons that will excite you and motivate you into action every day, all the different aspects of it that would be benefits to your experience. How will you feel about yourself? How will this victory, as opposed to the victimhood thing, how will this victory of achieving this goal impact your self-image and your confidence? How will it benefit your loved ones? Ladies, if you're trying to get in shape and you're looking for you're thinking about feeling great and enjoying more energy and looking fabulous in new clothes and maybe even driving the guys crazy, maybe those are benefits. Maybe those could all be benefits. List them. List down all the benefits there are. But here's an important piece. Here's a motivating piece. Here's where fear can turn out to be a motivator and not a stumbling block. Also list all the reasons of what it will cost you to not achieve your goal. Just as important as identifying the benefits will be to list the consequences, to make sure that you know that if you don't achieve your goal, there will be some negative things hard, and you need to think hard about that. Think about what you'll experience personally and professionally, even spiritually, if you don't take the necessary actions. And there's the key about achieving the goal. If you don't take the necessary actions each and every day to make that goal happen, then how will it feel? And what will it cost you? What will the consequences be? If you don't start, let's go back to the example of ladies of working out to get in great shape. What'll be the consequences? What'll be the cost if you don't start working out consistently? If you don't make, suppose you're a salesperson. How about if you don't make those prospecting calls that you need to make each and every day? Forget about the goal. If you're a salesperson, you've got a sales goal, and you decide, okay, I'm gonna write, pick a number, man, just for the heck of it, $25,000 worth of business this month, and in order to do that, I need to make 10 prospecting calls a day. Now you've taken that goal, and you have given it powerful purpose because you have given it an intention bigger than the goal itself. That intention is to touch 10 people a day. This is a great place in the sales environment. For you, all you network marketers out there, all you commission salespeople, always remember that marketing is not something you do to people. It's a service you provide for people so that they can make an informed decision. That is a higher purpose when you have to make those prospecting calls. And if you're not going to make them, what's the cost going to be? How about you smokers out there? Are there still smokers out there? Suppose you don't stop smoking. What are the consequences of that going to be? What is that going to cost you? And more importantly, or at least as importantly, how will that all make you feel? Because it's our emotions that drive our behavior. to in order to fully connect with what we feel and how we feel, whether we achieve a goal or don't feel our goal or don't achieve our goal, we need to be mindful of how it's going to feel. What are the emotions going to be behind it? You will be clear, very clear, and much more likely to take action and keep taking it if you regularly connect with the idea of what will it cost you to not follow through. So, how do you start with this stuff? You start pretty much with the kind of things we were doing with the exercise with our seven words, our friendship, peace, joy, love, gratitude, harmony. When you start with those things, you go to bed at night, and then you get up in the morning and start every single day focusing on why you want to achieve your goal and the cost of not following through. Think about how achieving the goal will positively impact other areas of your life. Feel the joy and excitement you're experiencing by honoring your commitments and bringing yourself closer and closer to making that goal a reality. But just as importantly, review what it'll cost you if you don't achieve your goal. What it will cost you if you don't start eating a healthier diet, lower your cholesterol, saving money for the future. Pick whatever it is. It doesn't really matter. How will the consequences make you feel? The emotions will drive your behavior, so make sure you fully connect with the pain of failing to motivate yourself to take action. And that is where that fear piece becomes a part of your motivating factors as opposed to a stumbling block. Remember, you have the power to condition your mind, your body, and your emotions to motivate and to drive you to change your behavior in ways that you might not have even thought possible. So it's just stuff we talk about all the time on this show. It is your thinking. It is how you approach life. It is how you respond to the things around you that drives your behaviors. It creates your values. It creates your habits. And it's all about how you feel about what you're doing. And you need to move into that space of feeling good about what you're doing. By the way, just as we're on the subject, part and parcel of what I do as a coach is move people into that direction so that they can feel the positive effects of accomplishing what they set out to accomplish, and at the same time be cognizant of the negative aspects, be cognizant of what the consequences will be if they don't follow through and achieve what they say they want to achieve. If you're interested in finding out more about that, give me an email at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. That's coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. And for those of you who are out there thinking about, maybe I'd like this guy to coach me. Maybe he can help me with my business, or maybe he can help me with my relationships. Either you're going to follow me to Saturday morning starting at the 25th of this month, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, to hear the new hours, the new show of what we're thinking about, or you're going to lose touch with me. So if you're thinking that you might want to be coached into achieving your reality, achieving the dreams, achieving all those things that are your heart's fondest desires, if that's what you would like to do in this life, just come send me that email at coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. Anyway, Jim Rohn said, if you don't design your own life plan, chances are you'll fall into someone else's plan. And guess what? Guess what they have planned for you? Not much. That's also something we've talked about here on this show. That's those people who get caught up in the wake of everyone else's creation. You are the people who think that life is washing over you. You are the people who believe in all this baloney that you hear all day long on whatever network, whatever radio shows you listen to about the conspiracy theorists, that you are in control of nothing. You are powerless. That is, nothing could be farther from the truth. You are powerful beyond measure. You are powerful beyond belief if you will only decide to take control of your own existence and to co-create your life with the divine. But as long as you are someone who believes in the conspiracy, believes that you are powerless, then you will fall into the category of people who believe that they are just, life is befalling you. Everything is washing over you, and you have no control over any of it. It's very sad when I hear that, but I'll tell you what. When I coach people, they don't say stuff like that for long. We move out of that paradigm relatively quickly. And it doesn't matter where you are in life. Napoleon Hill said, most great people have attained their greatest success just one step beyond their greatest failure. It is never too late to step into that new paradigm, into that new thought process. And we always fear the thing we want the most. Take that fear and make it part of your motivation as opposed to letting it control you. The things that it is those emotions, those negative emotions that we hang on to that control us. We don't control them. They control us. I'll show you how to get rid of them. I'll show you how to move forward into a whole new mindset, a whole new paradigm. Coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. That's your answer. Coachmetosuccess@earthlink.net. Most of our obstacles would melt away if instead of cowering before them, we should make up our minds to walk boldly through them. That's from Orison Martin, and I love that quote. That's just kind of, I'm using that as a period to the previous sentences and to that thought process we were just covering. I wanted to move into another area here, and it's very funny because I don't really remember the truth of whether or not I have covered this before with you guys or not, but I want to touch on it whether I have or not. There's an article I read by Jeffrey Sachs. I don't know if you know who Jeffrey Sachs is. He's an economist, and I've heard him be referred to before as the rock star of economists because he comes from a different place. Normally, economists are pretty anonymous guys. You don't hear a whole lot about them. But Jeffrey Sachs would be a mentor to some people like Bono. Jeffrey Sachs wrote a book. I meant to look this up before the show, and I forgot. But I believe the name of the book is Ending World Poverty or The End of World Poverty. And Jeffrey Sachs is, you know, a lot of people talk about ending poverty, that we need to end poverty. Do you know that there are over 1 billion people on this planet? 1/6 of the population of this planet lives on less than $1 a day. That's mind-numbing to me. But it's part of the reason that we have this horrible poverty, and they refer to it as extreme poverty. But part of the reason for that is cycles that get perpetuated. And Jeffrey Sachs writes this article about a Tanzanian village called Mbola, which is a community of hardworking people struggling to find their way out of extreme poverty. And what he points out here is that, excuse me, part of the problem in Africa is not that there's not the desire to work and to produce, but that there's just a paucity of resources, that these people don't have what they need to produce. And the most obvious area for that is in the area of farming. And Jeffrey Sachs writes here in this article, "I have seen firsthand how Mbola's farming households suffer from a recurrent drought. Not a drought of water, but of nitrogen and other nutrients needed to achieve a decent harvest. Previous harvests have exhausted the soil because Mbola's farmers could not afford chemical or organic fertilizers. It's a perfect trap. Poor soils lead to poor harvests, and poor harvests lead to poor households, unable to replenish the soil. But with a little help, Mbola has begun to break this cycle and begin to climb out of poverty. Last year, it became a UN-backed Millennium Village, and is now one of scores of such villages in more than a dozen countries in sub-Saharan Africa to receive aid from a new organization that Jeffrey Sachs co-founded called Millennium Promise. Business and civic leaders helped form this poverty-ending alliance, which promotes holistic, community-driven economic development initiatives." That whole sentiment, and I know there's a lot of people who particularly listen to this network who immediately hear United Nations backed and you're like, whoa, never mind, I'm not interested in the United Nations thing. But you know what? There's a lot of good the United Nations does, and there's a lot of good things it can do. And it means that there are organizations like this Millennium Promise that could use our support. There is a pathway, and Jeffrey Sachs has kind of drawn an outline for that, to move the poorest of the poor out of that paradigm and into a new place of existence, into a new day. The people right now in our lifetimes, these people in little villages like Mbola, they are sure as hell not going to become affluent. They're not going to be middle class, but what they are going to do is be able to feed themselves. Here's some more of this article. The strategy is to reduce extreme poverty through investments in agriculture, health, education, roads, electricity, and internet access, all things that we, you and I, just take for absolute granted. In Ebola's case, the first step has been to help farmers harvest more food by providing them with fertilizers and high-yield seeds. As a result, their maize yields have increased about 60%. This has helped families trapped by extreme hunger grow enough food not only to feed themselves, but also to bring a surplus to market. The community has also set aside some of this year's harvest to provide a midday meal for school children. Once again, I'm reading the article. So often I would like to express things like this in my own words. I don't know how I can express better what Jeffrey Sachs has written here about how we are a community. We are one people. It doesn't matter what country you live in. It doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter your lifestyle. It doesn't matter what religion you are. None of that matters. As Maya Angelou says, we are more alike, my friend, than we are different. Recognize that. Recognize the unity, the oneness of us all. And recognize, please, that as long as there is extreme poverty in the world, we are all poorer for it. And this organization, and it's, and you, they can be reached, man. It's millenniumpromise.org. millenniumpromise.org. You can go there, you can make a humanitarian contribution, and you can help to fortify people like the people of Ebola and other villages, and follow their progress on the website. millenniumpromise.org. We'll take a final break.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Thinking scarcity. There's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed. That's the
welcome back to the show. Love that line right after this article by Jeffrey Sachs. There's some folks thinking scarcity, not enough to go around. And the truth is, this is a totally abundant universe, and the only limitations are the limitations of our own minds. And I want to repeat that website for you folks. I don't know, for some reason it's just touching my heart tonight, but it's millenniumpromise.org, and you can actually go to that website and follow the progress of these villages like Mbola and what these people are doing, and you can become a partner with the poor people of Africa in really a very exciting endeavor, which is the ending of extreme poverty. What a marvelous thing that would be in this lifetime. But got news for you too. If you if you're somebody out there who's concerned about homeland security and you're concerned about terrorism and blah 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 blah, if you don't think that those things are all connected in some way, shape, or form to poverty and to 60%, 70%, and 80% unemployment rates in some of these countries, you're sadly mistaken and you're just flat out not paying attention. So, anyway, we're moving this show. We're moving this show. This is the last Friday night I will be doing this show, and starting a week from tomorrow, which is Saturday, August 25th, we will be doing this show from 10 o'clock to noon Central Time. That is 11 o'clock to 1 on the East Coast. That is from 9 o'clock to 11 Mountain Time, and from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning California Time. I am looking forward to the new time slot. I'm looking forward to getting my nights back, actually, and I hope that there are some of you that will follow us to Saturday mornings, because I think we're going to continue to do some extraordinary things here. We're going to kind of take this to a new level, I hope, with a two-hour show. This show originally, the original intention of this show, is how to lead a more positive and spiritual life. I hope I have in some small way contributed to your awareness of the possibilities around there. And I want you to know without any question that my purpose here is to raise consciousness. And this is absolutely a great venue to do that in. And this is a great, this radio show is a great vehicle. Internet radio is a great vehicle. It's reaching a lot of ears. I hope it's reaching a lot of minds. Meister Eckhart, said, go first to God, then go to others as God directs. I'm tossing that out for no apparent reason. I love that quote, and I think it's words to live by. If you first, when he says go first to God, that means go first within and know that all your answers, all your solutions are there, and then go to others as God directs, as the inner self directs. Know without any doubt, without any question, that everything you need to know is provided, and it is provided within yourself. Barry, in that great song, It's What We're Thinking About, Barry Ebert says, we're given all the tools we need. Let's start using some. And all those tools are right there. Learn to meditate, my friends. Learn to take 20 minutes every morning, 20 minutes at night if you can, but learn those 20 minutes every morning to be still. As the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and listen. The voice of God is in the silence, as I said earlier in the show. And know that you have the answers, and know that you can access those answers. On a totally different subject, Mahatma Gandhi said, an eye for an eye makes for a blind world. Boy, let's just remember that one. We need to be the country that doesn't kill back as our first response. It's our last show on Friday night. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About. We'll talk to you in a week on Saturday morning. I hope you're going to be with us. Until then, I love you all. Have a magnificent weekend.
When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money. Some folks want your time. And they all want your attention. And they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Because we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. If we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. With recent